California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
In front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans, the final score today is the Washington Capitals 5 and the San Jose Sharks 1. Time for the instant replay to tell you how it all happened. Lots of energy and lots of activity today in a celebration of South Asian culture at the Shark Tank. And not only that, but we had a great game set up between the Sharks and a team they already beat, one of the best teams in the NHL this year, the Washington Capitals. Of course, the Capitals would come back and split the season series because of the result today. But it all started with some pretty good goaltending on both sides. Alexander Georgiev, who got the start in goal for San Jose, made a pretty big save on Jacob Chychrun early in the first period. Clean Costin is back there to get it. Also pressing up against the boards, one of the other Sharks, Marc-Edouard Vlasic. They work it free, but McMichael swings it off to the right, and there's a point-blank chance for the Capitals right on goal, and a big save made off of Chychrun right there by Georgiev. Nice save by Georgiev to keep the score 0-0, but the grade 8 would get on the ice, and he wouldn't score a goal on this play, but 7:33 into the first period, he would get an assist. A dump in from center. Toffoli tried to spin it to the slot, knocked back the other way by Washington. Wilson fires it off of a stick. Ovechkin has it. Lead pass, breakaway, Strome shoots, score! Just as quickly as that, Washington makes the play. The first key, the play from inside the zone came out to center ice. The feed on the right, Ovechkin spotting the center lane drive by Strome, and Dylan Strome gets Ovechkin an assist today. Washington 1, the Sharks 0. That first pass out of the zone from the left wing side was from Tom Wilson, so Ovechkin and Wilson assisted on Dylan Strome's 21st of the season. Time again, 7:33 of the first period. Capitals 1, the Sharks 0. San Jose would push back hard to try to tie the score, and Will Smith, who certainly was noticeable today, had a chance on Logan Thompson about halfway through. Smith in front of the goal, gets the pass, shoots one right on goal, and a save made. Nice challenge by the right-handed catching Logan Thompson, but a good chance for Will Smith there. Very close call for Will Smith. He had a couple of other opportunities on net today, but they didn't go. Meanwhile, the Capitals would get on the power play, and Alexei Protas would be in front of a net. Not two, not one, but three chances, and the third one was the charm. Eller grabs it. He's got a lane to skate into the zone. He shoots. He put it to the short side. Save made. Score! The third chance. Protas knocks it in. Third time was the charm for the Capitals. Alexei Protas, who's certainly an imposing presence, got the third chance with a backhand and makes it 2-0 Washington. What a season Protas is having. 17:26 the time of the first period. His 29th goal of the year from Eller and from Tom Wilson. And so it was Washington 2 and San Jose 0. Things got a little out of control at the end. Washington outshot the Sharks 17-3 in the first period, and they were domineering with puck possession. But the end of Georgiev's day, not by his doing, but because of the score, came with only 1:05 left on the clock. Dubois centers. Here's Carlson, right side. Here's a chance. Score! Radish gets it from Carlson and makes it 3-0. The Capitals have exploded here late in the first period with 1:05 to go. It is Taylor Radish getting credit for his 7th of a season. That was a pretty setup. Washington 3, the Sharks 0. That was a nice goal by Radish, his 7th of the year, as you heard, as John Carlson picked up his 40th assist of the year on that play. Also, Pierre-Luc Dubois, his first of a couple of helpers in the contest, and it was 3-0 Washington at the end of one. As I mentioned, the shots were 17-3 in favor of the Capitals in that first period of play. San Jose would outshoot the Caps 17-11 the rest of the way, but by that time, Washington was in control and their defense started to shut things down. In the second period, there was no scoring. There were a couple of fights. Zach Ostapchuk, in his first game as the Sharks, dropped the gloves with Tom Wilson. Wilson kind of took exception to the fact that Zach kind of clipped him up high. He had a mouth injury a little bit earlier in the campaign, and so he took exception to that. They went at it, and then they continued to negotiate inside the penalty boxes. Then Noah Gregor, shortly after that, dropped the gloves with Brandon Duhaime. Two battles in the second period as the frustrated Sharks continued to try to fight back. But that 20-minute span went by without a score, and so it was still 3-0 Washington going into the third. Macklin Celebrini would finally get the Sharks on the board, 6-19 into period number three. Ovechkin back on the ice. Uh-oh. Alex gives it away. Celebrini in front. Shoot, score! Ovechkin gives away the puck. Celebrini is wide open in front of the net. And the kid goes top shelf against Logan Thompson. And it is the Sharks on the board. They're down 3-1. That's right, Thompson's a right-handed catching goaltender, and Celebrini went up there to the right side of the net, right up to the top of the goal. A beautiful tally for Macklin Celebrini, who really played his hardest today against Washington's Alex Ovechkin. Celebrini getting to the 50-point mark with his 21st goal of the season. Tyler Toffoli, who took that puck away from Alex Ovechkin, got the only assist. And how about Celebrini? He's the third Sharks rookie ever to hit the 50-point mark. The other two are Logan Couture, who had 56 points in his rookie year, and Pat Falloon, who still holds the Sharks' all-time record for most points by a rookie from that very first Sharks season at the Cow Palace with 59 points on the campaign. Looks like Celebrini's going to be able to get by both of those guys, but there's still a lot of hockey left to be played, and you never know what's going to happen. Yet Celebrini, who was the Sharks' best player today, ended up getting his 50th point on his 21st goal with that beautiful shot to the top shelf. Okay, so right at this point, it's 3-1 in favor of Washington. And there's 13 minutes and 41 seconds remaining in the game. Plenty of time for the Sharks to develop a comeback, but somehow, some way, top teams find ways to score goals and find ways to win games. And this time, it would be Trevor Van Riemsdyk who would score a bizarre goal to make it 4-1, only 40 seconds after Celebrini. Nice play by Van Riemsdyk to elude the check. Walks into the corner. Centering attempt there.
No.
Is that in the net?
Oh, God.
It's in the net. It went off of Romanov, and the Capitals score on a play from behind the goal that went off of the goaltender Romanov's skate and in, and suddenly it's 4-1. Can you believe that? Trevor Van Riemsdyk getting credit for the goal, his first of the season. You ready for this, folks? Last time he scored a goal, it was March 9th, 2023, against the New Jersey Devils. 145 games without a goal for Trevor Van Riemsdyk, and he gets one today at the Shark Tank, as that made the score 4-1 at 6:59 of the third period. Just 40 seconds after Celebrini got his big goal, Van Riemsdyk gets his first. Lars Eller and Andrew Mangiapane got the assist, but it was really more of a fluky play and a very alert play by Van Riemsdyk, a defenseman not known for scoring a lot of points. He just carried down into the corner and from behind the net put it off Romanov and into the goal. So 4-1 at that point. And the only mystery left in this game was whether or not Tom Wilson would score a goal to get a Gordie Howe hat trick, or whether the grade 8 Alex Ovechkin would put one into the goal to get closer to Wayne Gretzky. Well, the first one didn't happen, but the second one would happen with 9:06 remaining in the game. Knocked aside by Romanov. Left it behind the net for Vlasic. Feeds up left side for Kostin. Loses on the check. Ovechkin put it off his stick. Back to Ovechkin. Tip. Score! The grade 8 has tallied at SAP Center at San Jose with career goal number 887. 5-1 Washington, and the crowd shows its respect. A lot of respect there for Alex Ovechkin. 34th goal of the year, assisted by Ferravari and Dubois. But Ovechkin, who got the puck back to Ferravari on a little tip, ended up tipping the puck home himself. That is career goal number 887. He's 7 goals behind Wayne Gretzky in the all-time goal-scoring list, 8 away from becoming the number one man in the number one part of the game, scoring goals. Amazing. Alex Ovechkin is the player of the game because of that. And he got the respect from the fans. A tremendous ovation after his name was announced. A lot of Capitals fans were in attendance today as they are following the grade 8 around. But on this celebration of South Asian Culture Day at SAP Center, we also had a lot of respect shown his way from Sharks fans who came to see him play as well. That's how the game ended. A 5-1 Washington Capitals victory. And San Jose Sharks get outshot to 28-20 by the Capitals. They made it respectable after a tough first period. Georgi Romanov is going to not get the loss in goal, even though he gave up two of the goals. Alexander Georgiev gave up the three in the first period, takes the loss in net. And Logan Thompson of the Washington Capitals, just having a fantastic year, wins his 29th game of the season. Washington upping their overall record now to 44-15-8. They've got 96 points, and the Sharks fall back to 18-41-9, 45 points on the year. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.